From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Delta Airlines announced today it will eliminate up to 13,000 jobs as it scales back its flight schedule. Most other major airlines have made similar cuts, and the total number of job reductions in the nation's aviation industry now tops 100,000. Airline analysts predict it will take at least a year for the industry to recover financially from this month's hijackings. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Delta is the sixth major airline to announce service reductions and layoffs in the past 2 weeks, all of them blamed on a sharp decline in air travel since September 11th. Delta will reduce both its flight schedule and its workforce about 15%, though many of the job cuts will be through voluntary programs like early retirement. Chairman Leo Mullen says the moves are essential to counter the company's losses, which have totaled about $1 billion in the past 2 weeks.
This is an extraordinarily difficult decision for us to make. It is a decision that we certainly would not have been facing to any degree on September 10th prior to the tragedy of September 11th.
Mullen conceded that Delta was having financial struggles even before the hijackings, but he says the tragedy has worsened the situation so much that drastic measures are needed to save the company. And even though Congress last week approved an aid package for the airlines that includes $5 billion in grants, Mullen says that's not enough.
That $5 billion portion will compensate the industry just for the losses that are incurred in September. Delta is expected to have a negative cash flow beyond September, and it is that program that we in fact have to deal with by ourselves.
Many of the flights Delta is eliminating serve tourist destinations like Florida, Aruba, and Jamaica, reflecting what the company calls a dramatic reduction in leisure travel. Industry-wide, airlines are struggling to fill seats on almost all their routes. This week, flights taking off from U.S. airports are on average about 48% full. That represents a slight increase in passengers from last week, but it's still well below the 78% rate carriers enjoyed before September 11th. David Swearinga is chief economist for the Air Transport Association, an industry trade group. He says even though airlines have eliminated flights, they haven't kept up with the drop in demand.
The airlines aren't likely to be able to cut as much as passenger demand is down right now. They have to maintain their network of service. And what we're hoping is that as consumer confidence recovers, people will be getting back on airplanes.
In an effort to lure them back, airlines this week began slashing fares, offering one-way tickets for as little as $34. Southwest announced the fare sale yesterday, and the discounts were quickly matched by American, TWA, United, and others. But analysts are not optimistic fare sales will solve the industry's problems. Adam Pilarski is senior vice president of Avitas, an aviation consulting company.
If you think about it, people who are afraid to fly because they're afraid of dying are not going to get on the plane because suddenly it's cheap.
Pilarski predicts it will be at least 2003 before most passengers will feel safe again and carriers fully recover from the economic effects of the hijackings. Until then, he predicts a dark period for the industry.
Overall, a lot of pain. Many people will lose their jobs. A number of airlines will not survive. For our industry, for the aviation industry, it's the most massive disaster you can imagine.
With Delta's announcement today, only one major carrier, Southwest, has not announced cutbacks, and the Dallas-based Discount Airline says it has no plans to curtail flights or lay off workers. Southwest says it has other ways to address the drop in ticket sales, such as deferring delivery of new planes. And it says some Southwest employees are offering to work for free to help the company save money. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.